Yes, as a matter of fact, I have Mr. Mead Skelton in the studio right across from me. And can you hear me, Mead?
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank beautiful.
You. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming down early this morning and playing for us, entertaining us. I gotta tell you, man. I'm completely fascinated with you. You had my 2013 Richmond Summer Anthem with Sweet Tea. That is a truly a summer anthem for the ages. So I'm so happy for you to come down and entertain us. So tell you what, let's get right to it. We'll get to a couple of songs, and then we'll talk a bit, all right?
All right.
There you go.
I'd like to, of course, start off with one of my favorites, and it's done right well for me. So if I could just sing one song for the rest of my life, this would probably be it. So hope you enjoy it. Stars are out in heaven tonight, and the feeling is feeling awfully right for a cool glass of sweet tea under the magnolia tree. The world is moving way too fast, and I need to settle down. I need a glass of refreshment, my sugary fantasy. I want some sweet tea, darling, you and me. Sip it slow, and the world it stays so sweet. Let's have some sweet tea under the magnolia tree. I'm ready for some sweet tea, sugar down on me. Remember those dreams I told you about? I haven't given up, there is no doubt, but I need time to relax and chase the world away. I found some comfort in that sweet brew I've been looking through. Well, I don't know about you, but I need another glass. I want some sweet tea, darling, you and me. Sip it slow, and the world it stays so sweet. Let's have some sweet tea under the magnolia tree. I'm ready for some sweet sugar, sugar down on me. It was under the magnolia tree where we made big plans one day, and I told you what I was dreaming of, and I wanted to get away. But tonight, under the stars, it feels so right to be with you. I found what I've been looking for, one glass, and I want more of that sweet tea, darling, you and me. Sip it slow, and the water stays so sweet. Let's have some sweet tea under the magnolia tree. I'm ready for some sweet tea, sugar down on me. Yes, let's have some sweet tea, sugar down on me, sweet myself, not knowing what to say. Every time I try to talk, the words got in the way. The jocks and the cheerleaders, well, they all had their lives too. Sitting by myself at the lunch table with nothing to do. From the outside looking in, guess that's how it always was. I wanted to be like someone. Guess I never understood. Guess I never really knew. It was a game I'd never win. I'd still be on the outside, from the outside looking in. They try to put you down and play games with your mind. Every time you try to catch up, they leave you fast behind. time you cannot refuse. 'Cause when you have nothing, you got nothing to lose. From the outside looking in, guess that's how it always was. I wanted to be like someone, guess I never understood. Guess I never really knew it was a game I'd never win. I'd still be on the outside, from the outside looking in. We live in our dream world. Nothing's quite what it seems. When you feel all alone and you don't know what to do, just call out somewhere and God will rescue you. If I could go back, I don't think I'd win. I'd still be on the outside, from the outside looking in. I feel so brave from the outside looking in, looking in, looking in. Thank you. Hey, that was that was the flip side of Sweet Tea, as you heard earlier. So I'm going to do one more for you. And I'd like to thank Mr. Enzo for having me. This is the WRR Wonderful Fall Fundraiser. And it's so good to be here. This is my keyboard, Bessie, by the way. I got nothing against those hipsters. Some are very good friends of mine. But they always seem to bring me down. 98% of the time, I walk into a coffee shop. Hipsters ruin everything. Their hair's all greasy and it looks like a mop. Hipsters ruin everything. Thick gear bicycles parked outside, but they never have time to go for a ride. They're way too busy being pretentious and snide. Irony is on their side. I walk into my favorite thrift store. Hipsters ruin everything. They hog all the vinyl, then protest some more. Hipsters ruin everything. Argyle socks and ironic t-shirts. Oh, what am I supposed to do with that? Well, Pabst Blue Ribbon is no friend of mine. I don't need a trucker hat. I'm too fat. Oh, the classic black glasses and a bad attitude. Hipsters ruin everything. Take it from me, they're really nasty and rude. Hipsters ruin everything. And no Donnie Darko's, no Gone with the Wind. I don't care how much money you got to spend. Looking vintage is really passe. Hipsters won't have it any other way. Supposed to do with that? Well, this is really getting out of hand. They're taking over my laundromat, and that's that. Oh, big plastic glasses and a bad attitude. Oh, those hipsters, well, they really think they know everything, but they don't. Money collecting, iPod sharing, erotic tixture, all got socks sharing, ring. Well, hipsters ruin everything. Oh, those hipsters, they ruin everything.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Very nicely done. Very nicely done. Ladies and gentlemen, Mead Skelton. Once again, thank you for coming in. We're going to talk to you in just 1 second, but real quick, let me give the microphone to Otto real quick, but stick around for 1 second. I got a couple of questions for you, Mr. Skelton. All right,
I'm going to say this to you, and I've got a big smile on my face when I say it. I just want you to know this. All you hipsters out there listening to my voice right now, take out your handheld machines and take your fingers and point yourself to the WRIR website and make a donation. You'll see a red button that says donate and make a click and you can donate. You know, Mead is awesome. This music is new to me and I'm loving it. It's great. And there are so many bands that are going to be coming in here through the next 2 weeks to perform. And this is the norm here at WRIR for our fund drives. So the last year's spring and fall fund drives, we've compiled a collection of artists from that. That includes Hero Sugar, the Broad Street Ramblers, the Creepazoids, Warren Hickson, and the Laurie Branch Agenda. And these are all part of this CD that's been produced by volunteers here. We are going to be giving it away at the $100 donation level. So for the $100 donation, you can get this this compilation of recordings from live in Studio B here at WRIR. And it comes packaged in this really cool sleeve that Rob Sheely put together, another station volunteer, and it comes with a piece of found art in the form of a 45, just some random 45 stuffed into this thing. It's very cool. And at $100, you can get it, 622-9747. What this dynamic that just happened here between Enzo and Mead is sort of a paradigm for what community radio is. You know, we have a volunteer, a very talented volunteer here who's volunteering in all kinds of different capacities here at the station. But you know him from his radio presence and his wonderful selection of music. And this volunteer is reaching out into the community to grab a musician, an incredibly talented musician like Mead, and bringing him into the studios for you to hear. And you are a volunteer in this process, too. You volunteer your ears to this, and you volunteer your checkbook. So we need you to donate for this. 622-9747 is the number to call. Come on down to 1621 West Broad Street and take a look at Bessie. Yes. and Enzo. And, of course, you can donate online, all you hipsters. Pull out those handheld machines and get to WRIR and make a donation.
All right, thank you very much, Otto. What Otto was saying is essentially true. I mean, you are a volunteer as well, just listening, because this radio station belongs to you. It is the community radio station. So, you know, do your part and help keep it going. Mead, you can hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, once again, thank you so much for coming down and doing this for us. We appreciate it. You've been playing around Richmond for how long now?
A little over 10 years, yes.
Oh, that long?
Yeah, and I'm in a band also called The Ministry Band. We're all from the same church, and we have do a little bit of everything, so.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, your range is stunning. Very nice.
Thank you.
But you've been doing this, you said, for about 10 years. You're a young man. I mean, you don't look, if you don't mind me asking your age, you don't have to tell me your age, but you don't look any older than, say, 24, 25.
Oh, no, I'm in my early 30s,
okay.
Yeah, I get the lot. I guess I just try to have a good regimen. You know, I don't drink or smoke, and I use a lot of sunscreen. So.
That's very smart.
But yes, my influences are very broad. But of course, I grew up in rural Virginia, but I grew up in Northern Virginia. But people don't understand it's very rural in some places. And I grew up on Patsy Cline, who is from Winchester.
Yes.
And so her music, of course, and Elvis Presley and Marty Robbins, and a lot of the early country artists.
Right.
And also, I grew up on early 90s country when it was actually good on the radio.
Yes. Right, see?
So that's my main thing. But I listen to punk rock and all kinds of things, just knew anything that moves me. So.
Right, yes, very nice. Well, yeah, I mean, speaking of Patsy Cline, you have as pure a voice as Patsy Cline. You've got one of the purest voices I've heard in Richmond.
I don't know about that, but thank you. Thank you.
That's absolutely gorgeous.
It takes a long time to develop. I had that when I was young, and then I went for puberty, and then I went way down there. So, but now I'm back where I was. So,
Do you have any training at all?
Oh, I did have a little bit of training, but mostly when I was 17 years old, I had a really bad throat infection.
Uh-huh.
And it really affected my voice, and I got real down and gravelly, and the Lord said He would restore my voice, and I just kept hoping for that, and right. he did. So it's just a wonderful thing that, you know, but, you know, I just like to sing, and I think if you like to sing, people will respond to that. So.
Well, yeah, clearly, if you mm-hmm. if you love to sing, that passion comes out, and the passion clearly comes out in your music and your voice as well, and your piano playing, too, for
Thank
that
you.
Matter.
Thank you.
But you also play guitar, right?
I play a little bit guitar, mostly ukulele.
Oh, nice.
don't apologize for that instrument. That's a great instrument.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So how you said you grew up in the Northern Virginia area. Mm-hmm. How long have you been here in Richmond?
I've been here since 1998, right out of high school.
Okay.
But my mother was a native Richmonder. My family's mostly from Richmond and Norfolk. Okay. And so this is like home to me, really.
Right.
And we had to get out of Northern Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, no, I hear you. I grew up in that area myself. I had to get the hell out of there. It's, it'll suck your soul. So, yes. So Richmond is, home is where the heart is. Am I right?
Correct.
Right. Very nice. All right. Well, tell you what, do a couple more songs, then we'll go back to talking. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Nasci para amarte, I was born to love you. Nasci para amarte, I was born to care for you, and I care for you. Tu es no fuego, uno quiero soy. A fire is burning in my heart. It burns for me. Te amo, I love you. Te quiero, I want you. Te necesito. Nasci para amarte, I was born to care for you, and I care for you. Necesito, I need you. Nasci para amarte, I was born to love you. Nasci para amarte, I was born to care for you. And when I go, there'll be a smile on my face that time and distance can never erase, because Nasci para amarte, nasci para amarte, nasci para amarte, I was born to love you.
I'm Eat Skelton. I'm so glad to be here. That was actually not one of my songs, but one of my favorite love songs, and it's good for Valentine's Day, so which is coming up next year, I guess. I'd like to do an old standard song for you.
Well, deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antone. Where in dreams I live with the memory beneath the stars all alone. Well, it was there I found beside the Alamo enchantment strange as the blue up above. All that moonlit past that only she would know. Still here's my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, no hold it to my heart. Call back my rose of sign and tone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Sweet walk to get up, my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. All that moonlit bash beside the Alamo, And Rose, my Rose, is saying in tone, aha. To my heart, call back my rose, rose of sighing in tone. Listen, sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Sweet, once again, up my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. All that moonlit past beside the Alamo, and a rose, my rose of sighing in tone. And a my rose of sighing tone,
and rose, my rose of sighing tone. Thank you. While I'm in the Western mode, I'd like to do a song made famous by Mr. Garth Brooks. And this is, I get to yodel on this one, so I had to do this one today. It's called Night Rider's Lament, written by Ian Tyson. One night when I was out a-riding, the graveyard shift midnight till dawn, the fire was as bright as the reading light to read a letter from an old friend back home. He asked me, why do you ride for the money? And why do you rope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere, and you're losing your share. Boy, you must have gone crazy out there. Oh, but they've never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wind, never seen the spring at the great divide. No, they never heard old Camp Cookie sing. I'll sing for you, Cookie. Oh, to lay your low, I ran on to Jenny. She's married and has a good life. Boy, you sure miss the track when you never come back. She's the perfect professional's wife. She asked me, why do you ride for the money? Why do you rope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere, and you're losing your share. Boy, you must have gone crazy out there. So I read up the last of my letter, and I tore up a stamp for Black Jim. Then Billy came up to relieve me. He just looked at my letter and he grinned. He asked me, why do you ride for the money? And why do you rope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere, and you're losing your share. Oh, you must have gone crazy out there. Yes, you must have gone crazy out there. Oh, to lay your low, oh, to lay your lay.
Oh, I love a good yodel.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Very nicely done. Very nicely done. You know, I'm telling you, it's a good thing you're only playing like three songs. I'm like this close to taking Otto in my arms start waltzing around the studio here. It was very nicely done. All right, tell you what, let's take care of some business, and we'll get back to you in 1 second.
All right,
hold
sure.
on 1 second.
Okay.
Support for WRIR comes from the Modlin Center at the University of Richmond. On Wednesday, November the 13th, Modlin's World Blues Series presents the Taj Mahal Trio, plus a native South African Vusi Mahlasela.
Nice.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
And from New Zealand, Fredericks Brown featuring Diva Mahal. Modlin's World Blues featuring Taj Mahal at the Carpenter Theater, Richmond Center Stage, Wednesday, November the 13th at 7:30. Season ticket information for World Blues and more online at modlin.richmond.edu.
622-9747 is the number to call if you want to make a donation here in our fall fund drive. WRIR is a beacon.
Beacon.
A beacon of all that is local.
Yes.
It's music by local artists. It's DJs broadcasting from Broad Street. And the programming decisions are made by Richmonders. Now, we also enjoy a lot of support from local businesses as underwriters. And during the Fall Fund Drive, we have a very special premium, okay, that we're doing. If you donate $365 a day, or I'm sorry, not a day, but $365, a dollar a day for a year, you'll receive a $40 gift certificate from my good friend Julia Battalini's restaurant, Seiko Wine Bar in Carytown. If you read Style Weekly, and who doesn't read Style Weekly at some point, right? If you read Style Weekly, you will know that Seiko was voted as the number one wine bar and having the best restaurant wine list here in Richmond. So they are in good company with a lot of other underwriters here at WRIR, and we certainly want you to support Seiko, and they are supporting us with these gift cards. Again, if you donate $365, that'll be part of the premium package that you will get. But what you'll really get if you donate $365 is you'll be donating a material amount of money that's going to go a long ways to keeping this programming on the air and bringing in these wonderful, wonderful bands and performers like Mead here into the studio. Mead, I just got to say, I'm not even looking at you. I'm just listening while you perform, and it is just amazing. Your voice is amazing. The songs are amazing.
Thank you.
it's just great. It's so pure. It's wonderful
Thanks
stuff.
Thanks a lot.
I'm about to start whittling here in a second.
I know. You know, that earlier song that you did a second ago, you did that. Was it Rose of San Antonio Rose?
San Antonio Rose.
Yeah. I'll just do a shameless plug for our Tuesday night show. I do a show called Edge of Americana with Josh Behrman. And Josh and I, for our Fun Drive show, are bringing in the Charles Arthur Band, who's going to be doing Western Swing. With a steel
I love Western Swing.
steel lap guitar and everything. You would be spot on in that show. If you're in the vicinity of the station, you should wander in and do a guest vocal during that set. So again, if you want to participate, 622-9747. If you're in the area of the station, if you're wandering around right now somewhere near our address on Broad Street, wander into the studio here. Meet Mead. Meet Enzo. Get some food. Make a donation. All right, Enzo.
Yeah, we got lunch is going to be coming in just a couple of minutes, as a matter of fact. Do we know who lunch is coming in from off the top of our heads?
I don't.
I'm sorry? Camden's Dogtown is catering our lunch this afternoon.
Oh, nice.
So, you know.
The hot dog truck?
No.
No.
Camden's Dogtown. Lots of great food. You know, our door is wide open. If you're in the area, 1621 West Broad Street, come on down and grab a bite and hang out. Throw $20 on our table or whatever you can. Grab yourself a T-shirt and you know, enjoy some nice music with Mead. All right, Mead, let's get some plugs in here. What do you got coming up? Anything?
Yes, sir. Well, next Saturday at Sneed's Nursery, I'll be doing the Fall Festival, And then the following the next Sunday, I'll be up at Lulu's National. I'll be with the full band, so we do a little bit of everything.
Nice.
So that's in the Richmond area, right in the Atlee area. Yes. And then I'm going up to Alexandria, actually, to play up there. So I kind of crisscross back and forth.
Right.
But, of course, my website is meetskeltonsplace.com, and you can find out all my upcoming dates there.
And you have CDs, right?
I have records and CDs.
Vinyl and CDs.
Vinyl, yes.
Yeah, nice. And they're all available on the website, meetskeltonsplace.com.
Yes, sir.
Nice, nice. All right. What are you going to close us out with? We got two more songs?
Yes, okay. Yes, sir. All right. I like to, of course, I went to the studio last night, Minimum Wage, which is a really great studio, by the way. And I brought Bessie in. Of course, she was a little bit jealous because I was on the grand piano that they had. It was a beautiful grand piano. And we, with the band, we recorded a couple of tunes. And this is one of the songs I'm going to put out later next year. And it's called One More Latte in Love. Come into the same old coffee shop where he would order a latte every day. The barista girl would always fill him up. He was falling in love with her gentle ways, and then he whispered softly, "Do you love me?" And she nodded and gave him a smile. And when they closed up shop, they went dancing and romancing. He said, after a while, "You put me one more latte in love, one more heart on the blender line. That's how I felt when your eyes met mine. One cup of coffee tastes so divine, so come on, fill me up, make me fall in love again. You are my sugar and cream, this can't be a dream. You are my coffee shop girl." Then he gave her a ring. They were married one day at the same old coffee shop where they first met. She wore a wedding dress with her apron still on. They would share some coffee till the pot was gone. And when they were older, he still loved her, and they danced each night until dawn. And when they closed up shop, they went dancing and romancing, and he would still say, "You put me one more latte in love, one more heart on the blender line. That's how I felt when your eyes met mine. A cup of coffee tastes so divine, so come on, fill me up, make me fall in love again. You are my sugar and cream, this can't be a dream. You are my coffee shop girl." Years rolled by and the coffee shop closed down at the same spot where they first met. And though they were older, he still loved her, and they would never forget. One more latte in love, one more heart on the blender line. They'll be together for a long, long time. One cup of coffee tasted so divine, so come on, fill me up, make me fall in love again. You are my sugar and cream, this can't be a dream. You are my coffee shop girl. You are my sugar and cream, this can't be a dream. You are my coffee shop girl. You are my coffee shop girl. She was his coffee shop girl. All right, I'm Meet Skelton. I want to thank again Enzo for having me, and I'm going to do one more for you. This one I always like to send people off the right way, so a little gospel tune for you I like to do within church called Goodbye World Goodbye. I told all my troubles goodbye. Goodbye to its cheer and its shine. This world where I roam cannot be my home. I'm bound for the land in the sky. I walk
and I'll talk with my Lord. I feast every day on His word. Heaven is near, and I can't stay here. Goodbye, world, goodbye. But don't you weep for me when I'm gone, 'cause I won't have to leave alone. I'll leave when that last trumpet sounds, and my feet won't stay on the ground. Gonna ride with the shout, gonna fly, gonna ride with my Lord in the sky. Heaven is near, and I can't stay here. Goodbye, world, goodbye, goodbye. Step across to that shore, and I'll never pine, I'll tear that I cry. My heart is in the sky forevermore. A day, maybe two, then goodbye. Goodbye to each heartache inside. Heaven is near, and I can't stay here. Goodbye, world, goodbye. Oh, don't you weep for me when I'm gone, 'cause I won't have to leave alone. I'll leave when that last trumpet sounds, and my feet won't stay on the ground. Gotta ride with the shout, gonna fly high. Gotta ride with my Lord in the sky. Heaven is near, and I can't stay here. Goodbye, world, goodbye. Goodbye, world, goodbye. Goodbye, world, goodbye. Well, goodbye, world.
Yes.
Huzzah. Oh,
thank you.
Indeed.
All right.
Very well done.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Mead. All right. What was that? What did we just hear?
That was called Goodbye, World, Goodbye. And actually, I'd like to say that was done by the Blind Sly Twins out of Percival, Virginia. Both sisters, both blind, and I had their album, and I felt moved by the Spirit to do that, so I just plugged it in.
Very nicely done.
Thank you.
Very nicely done.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Thanks.
Once again, thank you so much, Mead, for coming down and doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome to come on back. Come on back, you know, if you're in the area, come on Tuesday and check out the band that's going to be on the Edge of Americana with Otto and Josh. You know, if you're in the area, come
on. It's 7 to 9 o'clock. If you're around, just roll in and we'll feed you into the set.
All right.
And you'll dig it, definitely.
And I would just like to say WRR is a wonderful radio station, and thank you so much for having me on your program. And I'd like to encourage everybody to call in and just say hello if you'd like to, and just tell us how you feel, and give us your support. And I'd just like to thank each and every one of you. So.
Oh, thank you very much, Mead.
thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right. Once again, Mead Skelton, everybody, thank you so much for coming down and entertaining the hell out of us. We appreciate it.